Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Be'ez, the bottom line. In our previous Shi'ur, we had discussed the halachas of wine and at what point is something considered wine, when is it not considered wine. We had discussed a situation where somebody had soaked the shmarim, sediment at the bottom of the barrel of wine and with water, how much was produced that it should be still considered wine, that it should be considered wine, it not be considered wine. The Gemara said that if we started with the same amount of water as we ended up with, then it's certainly not wine. If we started with three portions wine and water and one, and we ended up with four, then it's certainly considered wine. Then the Gemara discussed the situation where we started with three and ended up with 3.5. And the Gemara said that that is not, that's a machloikus. Ask the coin to the Rabbanon, the halacha will be that it's not wine. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is wine. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Or be yoyis mechtei bidasa mi pligi? Is there any room for machloikis when we ended up with more than we started? But none. The Mishnah Masechta Maaseros, Perek Hei Mishnah Vav, teaches us. Hamatamid. Hamatamid is what we have been discussing in our shiurim, that somebody takes the sediment at the bottom of the barrel of wine and puts on it water. V'nasin Mayim B'midah. And he put on a certain amount of water, and when he finishes this process, he finds as much water as he started. Potter, then the halacha will be that what he now has is not considered wine. And even if this liquid that we now have will have the look, it'll be reddish, it'll have the taste of wine, since we don't have any more than we started with, then the halacha is that this is not considered wine. It's considered water. And water, of course, is not obligated in Meiser. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda does say it's chayev in Meiser, because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that we look at the taste, we look at the color. And since this new beverage that we have in front of us looks like wine, tastes like wine, it's going to be considered wine. In other words, the machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, is that Rabbanan say since we don't have any more water than we taste, than we started, even though they can't deny that what we have in front of us looks like wine and tastes like wine, that doesn't make them make it be considered wine. Whereas the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that if it has the look of wine and it has the taste of wine, even though we don't have any more than we started, that's enough to make it be considered. That's enough to make it be considered wine, and therefore mechayev a meiser. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Says the Gemara. Let's learn that Mishnah. At Kan Leplegi, where do we have the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Only in the case El Bechdei Midasai, where we ended with the mount where we started. And therefore, the Rabbanon say, since we don't have any more than we began with, it's not considered wine. But it seems from learning that Mishnah, Av B'yois Mechdei Midasai, where we have more than we started, Leplegi, everybody would be agreeable that that's considered wine. So, and yet we're saying that when we start with three and have 3.5, it's still the subject of a machlokes. Answers the Gemara, no. Who adin dafilu b'yoyis mechdei mechdasa pligi? They're actually arguing, even in a case like we've been discussing, where we have 3 and 3.5. So if that's the case, why doesn't that Mishnah say so? And why doesn't the Mishnah say that even in a case where we started with 3 and now have 3.5, it's still considered water? tells us the Gemara, v'haida kamifki, why did they choose to talk about that case? V'haida kamifki v'tei mechdasai, that we started and ended with the same amount, l'diyach ha'koicha Rabbi Yehuda. They wanted to show us how far Rabbi Yehuda takes his position. And not only in a case where I have more, the case that we keep on mentioning, where we started with three and now have three and a half, will Rabbi Yehuda say that the halacha is that it's considered wine. But even in a case where we don't end up with more than we began with, still Rabbi Yehuda will say that the halacha is that that's that Rabbi Yehuda will hold that that is considered a situation that you make a bracha by a priyagofen, it's considered wine, and it therefore is chayiv a maisa. By minay, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chiya bar Oven, shmorim, sheyesh bem tem yayin. There's nothing that was added, that there was nothing that was added, just we have sediment, mahu. What was the halacha? What bracha do we make? Amalei, so said, me savrit. Do you think because you have some sediment and nothing really changed, that you just put water on it, but nothing changed, you have the same amount of water that you started with? Me savrit chamruhu. Can anybody consider that that's wine? Kiyuah ba'amu is considered kiyuah. So the Rashbam points out, as we started the shir, that this is actually the machlokes that we discussed in our previous year, the machlokes Tanakama and Acherim. So what was the point of Nachman telling this? And should the Gemara, if Rav Nachman was going to say anything, he should have said, is the halacha like who is the halacha? So it must be, says the Rashbam, the Rav Nachman was not aware of that machlokes, and that's why he asked this question. The Ramban and the Ran find it difficult to accept that Rav Nachman was not aware of that machlokes. The assumption throughout Shas is that Amoraim were all aware of machlokes Tanoim. Even though he was aware of the machlokes, it doesn't say the Ramban and the Ran prevent a Ramayra to say a halacha without referencing the machlokes that the Tanoim already argue about. Another pshat that he says, what he's trying to discuss is a situation where indeed we don't have any more liquid that we began with. But this new beverage in which we soak the sediment of the wine, the shmarim, in water, is a beverage which has a very strong taste of wine. And since it has a very strong taste of wine, the question was that maybe that should be considered wine, even though we ended up with as much as we started. And to which Rav Nachman said that even though it has a strong taste of wine and it looks like wine, it's still considered kiyua ba'alma, it's still considered not wine, and therefore, since it's not considered wine, you don't make a bar priyagofen. Tana Rabbanan, shmarim shel truma. So if we have the sediment of truma into which somebody poured wine, and then after a while, we took out that beverage, and we have the same amount that we began with. And then this was repeated, where they put water into these shmarim, and again, we have water that has the taste and look of wine. And then it was done a third time, all, as we said, beginning with the shmarim of truma. Tana Rabbanan, shmarim shel truma. So says the Brisa, Rishi v'sheni, the first two times that he went, that somebody went through this process, the halacha is that beverage will have a din of truma. And therefore, usur. It's usur to drink it for Yisrael. But the Rishonim point out, the Rashbam says, that it's only midrabbanon. Nobody could call it usur midaraisa, that it should be considered truma wine midaraisa. Shlishi, the third time this was done, even though it looks like wine and tastes like wine, then everybody agrees mutter or Yisrael may drink it. Rav Shmeir says no. Af shlishis benoisim tam. Even if the third time it went through this process, but it's still t- tastes like wine, then it has a din of truma, and Yisrael may not eat it. B'shamayser, what would be the halacha if this was Maiser Sheni Shmarim, which we know the halacha is that Maiser Sheni Shmarim must be eaten in Yerushalayim. So Rishon Aser, the first time we go through this process, it would not be allowed to, you would not be allowed to drink it outside of Yerushalayim. Sheni, the second time, Mutter, we're more lenient with Maiser Sheni than we are with Truma. Obviously, a Yisrael eating Truma is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Maiser Sheni does not carry such a strong punishment. Remei Emer, Av Sheni B'nois Tam, even the second time it would have a din of Maiser Sheni. Shal Hegdish, if the Shmarim will Hegdish, then even the Chachamim would agree that the Shlishi is Aser. The Revi, only the fourth time, it would not be considered Hegdish, and anybody could drink it. Mutter, and Ramei Amaf Revi Ben Noisen Tam. Again, Ramei consistent throughout this whole piece of Gemara. It's always one step more Machmer than the Rabbanan. Vermini asked the Gemara Shal Hegdish, this Brisa says, Shal Hegdish La'olam, that it's forever, not like the Rabbanan who say the Revi, not like Ramei who says the Chamishi. Shal Hegdish La'olam Aser, V'shamayser, and by Maisel Olam Mutter. So ask the Gemara, when we learn these two brises, Kasha Hegdish HaHegdish, we have a stira by Hegdish. According to the first brise, it's only us up to the third. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's only up to the fourth. And here it says that it's always usher. And Kasha Maisa Maiser. Because by Maiser, in the first brise, we said that the first time it's us, it has to be drank in Yerushalayim. May according to the second time, and this brisa says that it never has a din of Maiser Sheni. Answers the Gemara, Hegdish, Hegdish, Laikasha. How do we reconcile the two halachas that were stated regarding Hegdish? Kam B'kdushas Aguf, Kam B'kdushas Damim. As we often discuss, there are two types of Hegdish. There's Kedushas Aguf, something which is inherently Hegdish, and Kedushas Damim, something that's only Hegdish for its value. And the way the Rashbam explains that Hegdish Kedushas Guf is a higher level Kedusha than Kedushas Damim, and therefore the second Braisa, which is speaking about Kedushas Aguf, is more Machmer. The first Braisa is speaking about Kedushas Damim, and that's why it's more lenient. And the Rashba, however, says, V'luli Shirisa Kulam Zal Mefarshim Kain. Since, if not for the fact that I saw that everybody explains the Gemara the way we just explained, Ulahein Shamim, and if everybody explains the Gemara in a certain way, that's the way we're supposed to understand the Gemara, says the Rashba, for me, myself, Serva HaYisi L'Farash Behepach, I would actually explain the Gemara just the opposite. Dayana B'Kedushas Haguf, when we speak about the Kedushas Haguf, so what makes something Kedushas Haguf? Because it is Hegdish. And therefore, since it's Hegdish, it loses the Hegdish. If it's not wine anymore, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Whereas Kedushas Damim, it never had an inherent Kedusha. Its Kedusha was only for its value. So as long as there's value here, suggests the Rashba, then it should be considered wine forever. There's another question that the Rishonim ask. The halacha, which is one of the most fundamental halachas when we learn kachim, is that anything that can be used for kedushas haguf can never have kedushas damim. So therefore, ask the Ritva, wine is something that can be used for kedushas haguf, obviously, because wine can be used to be put on the mizbeach for the nesachim. So how could wine ever have kedushas damim? So he answers that we're talking about wine that was tamei, or had another disqualification. And we're going to speak about in our shir different types of wine that cannot be used on the mizbeach, and therefore, even though it's wine, it could have a kedushas damim. Then he says another teretz to Ritva, which is a very fundamental teretz in how to approach the halacha that we just discussed. He explains that if somebody is magdish something, that it can be brought on the Mizbeach, an animal, as we're learning in our shin, our wine. If somebody's magdish something like that, Kedushas Damim, So he says, we're not to understand that it can't have Kedusha Stamim. They did not say that it can't have Kedushas Damim. Rather, what it means is that what you have to do with it is use it, that you have to use it for Kedushas Aguf. That means the Mizbeach buys that object, buys that, and uses it on the Mizbeach. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't have, that it never had Kedushas Damim. That's what you said, that's what it is. Meiser, Meiser, Nami Loikasha. How do we reconcile the two brises regarding Meiser? Says the Marakamba Meiser Vadai, something which is certainly Meiser Sheini. There we're going to be more Machmer. Kamba Meiser Demai, we often discuss. The halacha is that if somebody buys produce for Nama Oritz, we have to be concerned that he didn't take off Trumas HaMeisris. And because we have to be concerned that he didn't take off Trumas HaMeisris, Chazal said that we have to take off Trumas and Maestris again, and therefore, but it's not as strict. And since it's not so strict, the halacha is that you will not have to eat in Yerushalayim if you went through this process and there's no addition in the liquid. One of the most fundamental halachas that is spoken about when we speak about Hilchas Tum and Tahara is that any food is not susceptible to be Mekabel Tumah until it becomes mukhshal kabel tumah. It got wet, and it has to get wet with one of seven liquids: yayin, wine, dvash tamarim, honey, date honey, shemen, oil, chol of milk, tal du, dam is blood, and mayim is water. And at that point, if the food got wet with one of these liquids, it's mukhshal kabel tumah. However, and this is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, water is different than anything else. Water only has the halacha that it could be makshel kabel tuma, that it has ability to make the food susceptible to tuma, if it's water that's considered choshev, if it's water that's considered significant. By all other beverages, it's makshel kabel tuma under all circumstances. Water has to have this halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rishim Ben Yitzadik, Kederech Sh'amril Inyan Asurin, just like we spoke about when we spoke about the Truma sediment, Truma Shmarim, and we spoke about the water, and we spoke about the first time, and the second time, and the third time, says the Gemara, Kach Amril Inyan Akshayrim. So too is the halacha regarding these beverages being makshel kabel tuma. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? You know, it's the Gemara is seemingly saying, if it's going to be a nafkamina, if it's water or wine, regarding its ability to be maksha food, lekabel tuma. Ask the Gemara, at first glance, it doesn't make sense. Hechsher and demai, why should it make a nafkamina if it's water or it's wine? Idemaya, if it's water, as we said, hechshuri makshri. Water has the ability to be makshel kabel tuma, as the Torah says explicitly, mikol ha'oichla sheyoichla sheyovel of mayim yitma. And eat the chamra, and if it's wine, wine also has the ability to be makshir, as the pasuk says, v'kol mashke asher yishasa, and the Gemara teaches us that included in kol mashke is wine. So what is the Gemara trying to teach us, as the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yochanan trying to teach us, with saying that the halachas that we've been discussing about this process by of making shmarim into this liquid, into this beverage, nafkamina, but which said halachas regarding truma and meiser, how does it affect our discussion regarding hechshem? Answers the Gemara leitzricha. Rabbi Yochanan speaking about a case that timdu b'mei gishamim. You have rainwater, and this rainwater fell on a food that, if this rainwater fell onto the shmarim, and so we have a situation that it's not something that choshev, it's not something that I made this beverage. So then the halacha is, when will it be considered water? That we said water that it's not choshev, does not have the ability to be makshir. Or when will it be considered wine? That we said wine does have the ability to be makshir. So So the Gemara is saying, whatever we said the halacha is regarding truma, when it is or isn't considered wine, will be the halacha regarding heksha. Ask the Gemara. But let's think about this. The kivin the kashoko, if he took the rainwater, v'ramla lemana, and he put it on top of the shmarim, so collecting that rainwater, clearly achshavinu has shown that that water is important to you. And we're all agreeing that once you show that the water is important to you, it has a din of mayim that has the ability to be machshir. Answers the Gemara. It's not that you took the rainwater and put it on top of the shmarim, and by doing so, you've shown that they're significant to you. They fell by themselves, says the Gemara. The kim in the konogit kama kama, if every time you left a cup with the shmarim and the rainwater, so that achshavinu, doesn't that show that this water is significant to you? So even though it fell into the cup, so to speak, by itself, but now by having it that way, doesn't it show that this is something that's choshev to you? And it says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Rav Yochanan speaking about a case, but Parash Shasa Rishon Rishon, that every time the water fell on top of the shmarim, the para immediately drank it. It's not that the owner showed that he's satisfied with what happened here, but rather the para drank it all by itself. And since this para drank it all by itself, so therefore you can't say that I have a indication of what the owner's feeling is. And therefore, the halacha is, we follow, so for that tells us Rabbi Yochanan, when is it considered wine? And all of these considerations are not important. And when is it considered water, that the consideration of the owner showing that it's chashiv is important. We can't say kiddush, ela yayin haroy l'nasach el gabim mizbeach. So the Gemara is saying, poshup shat, that even if you have wine on which the bracha would be by pri agofen, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is that it's not the bari pri agofen that's enough that you could use it for kiddush. It has to be something that can be brought on the mizbeach. And as we're going to learn, the pasuk in Malachi says, "Hakrivna lefuchasecha hayirtzucha yisa panecha." Would you bring this to a government official? From here we see that when we're using something for a dvar mitzvah, it has to be something that's choshev. Ask the Gemara, what was meant to teach us? What was we trying to teach us with this halacha? Lemuti mayim. Ilem lemuti yayim megitoi. If we're trying to tell us that wine that is left in the barrel, and the halacha is that you can't use that wine because it didn't ferment at all. You can't use it for kiddush. The halacha is the l'chatchila, such wine should not be used on the mizbeach for nesachim. However, v'mhevi kosher, the halacha is that if you did bring such a wine, it's kosher. And the reason is because one of the other halachas that we often learn in kachim is shina lava kosev l'akev, something that the Torah says halacha twice by kachim, that halacha becomes essential. But if the Torah doesn't mention the halacha twice, then the halacha is, but the evidence fine. And therefore, since the Torah never repeated the halacha, the wine has to be really fermented to be able to be used for nesachim. From here we see that anything is kosher for nesachim. V'mhevi kosher, v'kivin the mhevi kosher, if it's kosher to be used for nesachim, so nan afil chatchil nami, we should be allowed to use that wine for kiddush. And that tells the Gemara, tells us Rava, Dama Rava, Soichet Adam Eshkel Shanovim, the halacha is one could squeeze grapes, Vaimalav Kiddush, and it can be used for Kiddush. So we see that fermentation is not a problem of, fermentation is not a problem to make it into wine. And that's why the halacha, of course, we know is that on grape juice, we can make a Bari Pri Agofen, even though it's not wine. So the Gemara Masechta Pesachim teaches us That's where we learned that one must make kiddush b'knisosoi. And the Gemara over there says, "Socher adam eshkol shanovim v'amrulav kiddush hayoyim." So we see from here that we can make kiddush on wine. So the Shach explains why do we have to make kiddush on wine. So he explains that we know the Avera of Adam Arishin as the world, as at the beginning of creation, is that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And there are many that suggest that the Eitz Hadas was actually a grape tree. And Adam Harishon did this Avera on Friday, right before Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, how will you correct this Avera that you did by eating from the Eitz Hadas? Every Shabbos you make Kiddush Friday night, and therefore we see as long as it's from the grape tree, it's kosher to make on a Kiddush. So it can't mean that it has to be completely fermented wine. So there's a very interesting story, very famous Pesach, the Ktzos HaShulchan. The Ktzos HaShulchan once put out a letter in which he told people that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze grapes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman once met Rav Shlomo Zalman once met him, and he asked him, why would you feel the need to put out such a letter that on Shabbos you're not allowed to squeeze grapes? Isn't that a halacha that everybody knows? And why did you feel that you have to publicize this halacha? So he said, because our Gemara says, Socher adam eshkol shanovim v'amalov kiddush hayoyim. So the halacha is that somebody would think, the Ktzos HaShulchan explained to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that we should take the Gemara very literally. And what the Gemara means is that you could squeeze the grapes even on Shabbos in order to make kiddush. In order that nobody should misinterpret this Gemara, he said, I felt it necessary to publicize that you could use grape juice. You could squeeze grapes and use it, but not squeeze them on Shabbos. So there's, of course, a very significant discussion amongst the Paiskim. What is the halacha regarding using grape juice for kiddush and for dalet kaisis? Certainly, if grape juice is made in the way the Gemara just described grape juice being made, where somebody squeezes grapes and has now grape juice, so Gemara was very explicit. Socher adam eshkol anovim, somebody could squeeze a cluster of grapes and use it for kiddush. But the question that we need to discuss is bizman hazeh, that's not the way we make grape juice. Because if you were to squeeze grapes and leave them that way, what's going to happen is they're ultimately going to ferment and become wine. So how do we prevent that the grape juice that we have should not become wine? And there are two ways of doing it. One way of doing it is by putting in certain ingredients that have the ability to stymie the fermentation. The other way of doing it is by pasteurizing. Because the reason grape juice can't ferment is because there's bacteria in the grape juice, and that bacteria, as it ferments, becomes something that you could use, becomes something that can be used, it can become grape, it can become wine. But by boiling, pasteurizing, what you're accomplishing is that you kill all the bacteria, and that stymies the ability of the grape juice to become wine. And there's a discussion in the Paiskim. Shabina Rav has a serious discussion on this question. Can any of those types of grape juice be used for kiddush, for dalet kaisis? So the Rabbi Yoshev's opinion was that when the Gemara over here said that grape juice can be used for kiddush, he's only referring to grape juice that can become wine. And therefore, only grape juice where you squeeze the grapes and drink it, that the Gemara says is fine. But any other type of grape juice would not be considered grape juice that you can make a that you could use for Kiddush. It seems that there is agreement amongst all the Paiskim, even if we're going to say that grape juice cannot be used for Kiddush, certainly the bracha is the bracha is by Pri HaGofen. The Shaul of Tshuva Shevet HaLevi approaches, as we just said, grape juice begins as grape juice, and then they either pasteurize it or put in these ingredients. So says the Shevet HaLevi, since at one point it was usable for Kiddush, it remains usable under all time. There are those that want to differentiate between grape juice that became grape juice through pasteurization, which is a natural process. We're going to speak later about mavushal, but that is considered better than grape juice that became grape juice because of ingredients added. Says the Gemara, Ella. So continues the Gemara, Ella lamute mayim. So what are we learning? What wine cannot be used to make Kiddush? Says the Gemara, lamute mipia, the wine that's found on the top of the barrel that has a lot of extraneous pieces in it, umishalel, wines that are found on the bottom of the barrel, since that's very inferior quality wine, the Gemara is teaching us that it should not be used for Kiddush. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that? But Tani Rav Chiya taught us, yet bipio mishalel, the wine that's on the top of the barrel or on the bottom of the barrel, leyavi should not be used for nesachim. However, the halacha is mehavi, if it was used, it's kosher. So the Gemara, el lamuti, yain kushi, black wine, bayrik, wine that's bayrik. The Rashbam says that it's white wine, that it was a inferior quality. The Ramban says that bayrik means, it's really the word baydik. It's a very strong wine, and it affects the entire body if you drink it. Ella, lamuti, yain kushi, bayrik, helistin. Again, there's a Rashi, Rashbam explains that it's very sweet, weak wine. Rashi in Masechta Menacha says that it's wine that was made out of grapes that were left for a very long time in the sun to ripen. Tosfos in Masechta Menacha that says the wine that overripe, the wine from grapes that are overripe. And Rabbeinu Gershom says that it's green type, a green colored wine. Shamartif, there's a wine that you take out of the cellar. And the concern is something that we've discussed, that wine that's taken out of the cellar may be yayin kaisen and may be inferior quality wine. Shotsmukim, grape wine. So the Gemara is saying maybe that's what he's coming to teach us. The Rav Zitra is coming to teach us that all these types of wine may not be used for Kiddush. But ask the Gemara Vatanya, haven't we learned in a brisa, but kulan layavi, all these types of wine should not lechatchila be used for nesachim, but the halacha is v'mhevi kosher. The halacha is that it's kosher. So again, that's not obviously what he's coming to teach us. Ela mute yayin kaisim. It's talking about wine that tastes like wine but smells like vinegar. Megula is wine that was left uncovered. And in those days, there was a very strong concern about any beverage that's left uncovered, that a snake might have come and deposited some venom in it. Shel shmorim, wine that we've been discussing, wine that one put on top of the shmorim water. V'shirech hara, wine has a bad odor. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us regarding all of these, b'kulan layavi, all these types of wine may not be used. V'mhevi pasul. Ask the Gemara, lamute mai. So now we've identified a number of types of wine that cannot be used for nesachim, and now Rav Zutra is ostensibly teaching us they can't be used for Kiddush. Says the Gemara, what exactly did Rav Zutra mean to teach us? Lamute mai. Ilamute kaisim. If he's come to teach us wine that tastes like wine and smells like vinegar, ask the Gemara, plukta Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon ben Levi hi. It's a machlokes, as we learned on Tzadik Vav, if that is considered wine. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's considered wine. According to Yeshua, it's not considered wine. But how could Mazutra say without any question that it can't be used for Kiddush? Ilamuti Mazuk, if what's coming to teach us that diluted wine may not be used for Kiddush, ask them on the contrary. Eluya Alya, actually by diluting the wine, you make it taste better. Damar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, May Necham L'Rav Elazar, B'Kosh Shal Bracha, Shem Mevarchem Alav, you shouldn't make a bracha Achiyitin L'Toy Chamayim until you properly dilute it. And therefore, it's certainly wine. There is a big question, Machloikis, Beis Yosef and the Ramah, to what degree can you dilute wine and still allow it to be used and still make it be considered wine for Kiddush? The Beis Yosef has a much stricter opinion. Some want to suggest that the Beis Yosef opinion is that it has to be 75% wine. The Ramah is certainly much more lenient. The Mishnah Berura, interestingly enough, on this question, says that that's a misreading of the Beis Yosef, that even the Beis Yosef is lenient. Most Paiskim are of the opinion that even the Beis Yosef will agree that if it's more than 50% wine, we could be lenient. So diluted wine is not a problem for Kiddush. Ilamuti Megula, if we come to teach us about wine that was left uncovered, says the Gemara, for certain we can't use that. We don't need Rav Zutra to teach that. Sakana, he drinking such wine is a sakana. And there's a very big question that the Paiskim obviously discuss, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, a mekatshim al yayim megula. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simen Reish Ayim Bei Sif Aleph says that we shouldn't make Kiddush on wine that was left open. And the Shulchan Aruch continues to say, v'afil b'zman hazeh, even Bizman Azeh, where we are not so concerned about Gilui, because we live in a world where there aren't snakes, when it comes to Kiddush, we should be Machmer. However, the Magen Avraham says that that halacha only applies that it was Megula for a longer amount of time. Some want to suggest only it was Megula overnight, but if it was just Megula, if it was just left uncovered for a very short amount of time, says the Magen Avraham, in the time and the place where we live, where people are not, where there are no snakes, says the Magen Avraham, there is no reason to be machmer. So again, ilamuti shel shmarim. So again, we're looking to try to find what is the case that Mazutra is referring to. Rav Zutra is referring to, says the Magen ilamuti shel shmarim. If we're going to say wine that was made by putting water on sediment, asked the Gemara exactly what happened here. Hechidami, what happened? Eid the Rama Tulsa Vasa Arba. If we have a situation where we started three parts water, and now we have four, so everybody agreed in our previous year that Chamra Malihu that's full fledged wine. Eid the Rama Tulsa Vasa Tulsa Plaga. So as we started our shir today, plucked the Rabbanu Vacherim Hu Ella Lamuti Sherechera. Obviously, what we're coming to teach us is that wine that has a bad odor, so as we quoted earlier in our shir, nobody would use such wine, nobody would present such wine to a king. So just like nobody would present such wine to a king, no one should use such wine for Kiddush. Vibay sayem lo'olam muti megula, says the Gemara, but we said megula sakana. Of course, it can't be yayim megula for Kiddush. Says the Gemara, what we're learning here is the afagav the avri mesanenis, that even though it was filtered from the chemya, that Rav Nechemya says that snake venom always floats to the top. Since snake venom always floats to the top, we could filter out the wine. I feel hachi, so the wine is you're allowed to drink such wine. But still, it's inappropriate to use such wine for Kiddush. Bominer of Kahana, Chamud Ramshash, Mirova, Chamar Chavarian, white wine, Mahu, what is the halacha regarding Kiddush? Amalei, so it says, the Pasuk says, Al Tira Yain Ki Yis Adem, and wine has to be red. And if it's white, and we'll speak about this more in a moment, the halacha is it should not be used for Kiddush. Can kanan b'sharim? We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody sells barrels in Shinshonim, and the halacha was that out of every 100 barrels, you have to be able to accept 10 bad barrels. Tana, says the Gemara, even though you could give him broken barrels, it doesn't mean that they're completely broken. Rather, pitos nos mugafaris. They have to be good enough that the cracks are all closed enough that they're usable. But if they're so broken that they're entirely not usable, obviously such wine cannot be, such barrels are not included in the sale. So we've learned different halachas that wine that's inferior, that cannot be used for nesach mayim, for nesach yayin, the halacha is it can't be used for kiddush either. The Tosfos and the Ramban, however, say that yayin mevushel, wine that's cooked, or in our world, wine that's pasteurized, even though it can't be used for nesach yayin, can be used for kiddush. And the Ramban explains that the reason yayin mevushel can't be used for nesach yayin is because it's not in its natural state. And something which is not in its natural state is not supposed to be used for nesach yayin, but not because it represents any inferiority. And therefore, he says, it's no different than diluted wine, which Al Gemara just said can be used for kiddush, even though it can't be used on the Mizbeach. The Rambam disagrees, and he says that yayin mevushel should not be used for kiddush. The Rambam also says that wine that's sweetened with honey, sugar, that can't be used for the Mizbeach. The reason such wine cannot be used in the Mizbeach, because the Torah Kedosh says, Ki chol sor v'chol dvash lo saktiru, you can't put honey, sugar on the Mizbeach. So that wine that has that ingredient can't be used, and it can't be used for Kiddush. The Raiva disagrees. He quotes a Yerushalmi, which says that wine with additional ingredients can be used for Kiddush. And the Magen Mishnah says, again, there's nothing wrong, says the Magen Mishnah, with wine that has sugar added to it. Because there's a halacha of kikhosa or v'chodvash, l'siktirim and ishul Hashem, such wine can't be used for nesach hayayin. But that doesn't mean it's not quality wine, and therefore, the Ravid, the Magen Mishnah, says that cooked wine can be used for Kiddush, and the Ramah says that the minig is to be lenient and allow yayin mevushel or yayin that has in it other ingredients, yayin that has other ingredients to be used for Kiddush. The next question that we need to speak about is red wine. The Gemara quoted the pasuk of Al tira yayin ki yisadeim, and based on that pasuk, the Gemara says red wine, you have to use red wine. So Ramban says that according to Rava, white wine cannot be used for Kiddush, and it can't be used, because it's not considered wine, it can't be used for Kiddush. The Rashbam says that no, the Rava's statement is only relevant to the halakas of nesach hayayin, but not to Kiddush. Rava means that red wine is preferable for nesach hayayin, but he didn't mean to invalidate white wine for Kiddush. The Rambam doesn't speak about white wine, not regarding the halakas of Kiddush, nor regarding the halakha of nesach hayayin. And the Beis Yosef suggests that according to the Rambam, Rava meant to say that although red wine is more intoxicating, the pasuk doesn't mean to say that white wine is not wine, and it's certainly considered wine. And the Shulchan Aruch is lenient, and the Shulchan Aruch says that one may use white wine, especially if the white wine is better than if one enjoys the white wine more than the red wine, then the Shulchan Aruch says he can chatchila use the white wine. Furthermore, even though, as we just said, there's a machlokes rishonim already about the permissibility of yayin mevushel for Kiddush, that's only in a place and somebody wants to, so somebody wants to be machmer and only use non-mavushal wine, non-pasteurized wine, that's a good chumrah. It's a chumrah that's based in halacha, but it seems that it's only should be followed in a time and in a place where there's no other questions. But if there are people who aren't Jewish or people who aren't religious at the table, which brings up all sorts of other very serious issues when you have that type of wine at the table, certainly the halacha would prefer that you should use Yayim Mevushel for the Kiddush and not have the other questions of Stam Yeinom.